Good morning to you. It is a couple of minutes before noon on Sunday, the 27th of September. We will return you to Raiders football shortly. Good morning. I'm Pat Carrigan, along with Michelle Marquez and Joe Pasquini. And the glass fire, as you may know by now, in Napa County broke out about 4 o'clock this morning. It has burned 800-plus acres this morning, and that is the CAL FIRE report as of 8 a.m. It is, they say, has a dangerous rate of speed. Smoke from the glass fire and in addition to the August complex fires affecting air quality in Sonoma County today. From Santa Rosa East to the Sonoma Valley, you can see the blanket of smoke. Residents are seeing heavy smoke there, some of it down on the deck, and some ash also from the glass fire in Napa. We're going to start with local fire conditions and then move to an update on the glass fire from CAL FIRE, and we'll finish up with an update on all weather and air quality conditions with the National Weather Service. So that's what we're up to as we approach, and it is noon at KSRO. We begin with Sonoma County Fire Protection District Chief Mark Hine. Chief Hine, good to have you with us.
Hi, Pat. Thank you.
Yes, and let's talk first. Well, when did you get word about the glass fire?
So I became aware of the glass fire about 3:30 or so this morning. Started out relatively small, but all the peels are so dry. A little bit of wind on it over there as that wind turned to the coming out of the northeast overnight last night. That fire is a little over 1,000 acres right now.
A little over 1,000 acres, okay. And we talked about the smoke. What we're wondering, Chief Hine, too, is about how high the wind conditions got in Sonoma County last night, particularly with regard to the ridgetops and the Wallbridge fire.
Yeah, so we didn't feel too much down here on the valley floors, but looking at some of the weather stations up in Healdsburg Hills, for example, right now are registering 35 to 40 mile an hour winds.
Well, that's substantial enough.
All around us. Yep, absolutely. And so we're keeping a close eye on this fire over in the Napa Valley there. We certainly, with the east winds, it's going to tend to want to burn down towards the Napa Valley floor. We certainly don't want any risk of it coming across the valley there.
Yeah, absolutely, because as you see, you know, the wind conditions bringing the smoke into the Sonoma Valley and really right on down through Kenwood and Glen Ellen areas especially, and as I understand it, right, you know, moving downward through Inverness and out to the ocean. So the how quickly that smoke is spreading doesn't make us feel any more confident.
Well, it certainly doesn't. I know we're getting quite a bit of ash falling from the smoke column as well throughout Santa Rosa, Runner Park, Petaluma area. There are no active fires in Sonoma County, so that's the good news of right now. But we are very early in this fire weather pattern, so all eyes are on this afternoon, tonight, and into tomorrow.
Yeah, we've got between now and tomorrow night to be engaged in that red flag warning, Chief Hine. Now, what does the Fire Protection District do between now and then in terms of readiness?
Yeah, great question, Pat. So all of Sonoma County's fire agencies have brought in extra staffing, held all personnel from going off duty. This morning was a shift change, so everybody was held on duty. Lots of extra firefighting resources staffed. Sonoma County has sent 10 engines so far over the hill to Napa. Now, that fire in Napa was burning structures this morning and causing some civilian injuries. So go where the biggest need is. Still, all of the stations across Sonoma County remain fully staffed today.
That's very important for us to hear because, as you can imagine, the anxiety level grows for us as we watch what's happening in our neighboring Napa counties. So, again, the advice to residents, I assume, Chief, remains the same as it did yesterday in terms of our behavior.
It does. So it's critically important to understand that we're in a very critical fire weather condition right now. So everything is exceptionally dry, hence the rapid development of that fire overnight. And those are in the early morning hours, and that's important to keep in mind. So no use of powered equipment in or near the dry vegetation. No outdoor fires of any type, including fire pits. Everybody needs to have sort of their go bag packed in the event that they find themselves in an evacuation order. And most importantly, you have to sort of maintain your own situational awareness of what's going on around you. Watch the news today, see what that fire is doing over there. We will certainly push out as much communication as we can, and we're watching it very closely as well.
Yes, very, very good. Appreciate the words of wisdom, Chief, and thank you for jumping in with us on a Sunday afternoon. We appreciate it, and all fingers here are crossed for everybody in the fire service.
Yeah, mine as well, Pat. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is Chief Mark Hine. He is Sonoma County Fire District Chief.